Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. What has been entrusted to us? The most important gift that has been entrusted to us. Well, the first reading answers the question from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. Stewardship of God's grace. And what is the greatest or the biggest grace that has been entrusted to us as stewards? Well, the gift of faith. And the gift of faith, as I mentioned before, is not a doctrine, is not a teaching, is not a letter, is not a law, but a person, the very person of Jesus Christ, whom we are asked to enter into a deeper relationship with. But the gospel also provides us on how we have to nurture, make use, and also to share this gift by being faithful and prudent steward. Or we call this parable too as the parable of the wise servant. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the realization that God and the ways of the kingdom of God are the greatest good of human living and every endeavor. That's wisdom. Realizing that God, in the hierarchy of importance, in the hierarchy of values, is really at the very first or the very top of the list. Meaning, if God is at the very center of it, then all of my actions, all of my pursuits, all of the things that I want to accomplish is always geared towards the realization of the top priority. Not just the direction going there, but also realizing the small little endeavors, it should flow from the very top. Meaning, God becomes the source and the summit of every good that we pursue. That's wisdom. Okay, that's wisdom. But at the same time, we are also being called to be prudent, just like what we heard in the gospel. It's interesting, St. Thomas Aquinas defines prudence as the queen of all virtues. The queen of all virtues. For since the Middle Ages, you know, since St. Thomas Aquinas defined what prudence is, it is really the guiding definition for the Christian faith when it comes to this important virtue. What does it mean? What is prudence? Prudence is that virtue that allows us to proclaim the truth and pursue the good in the right situation and in the right time. Because sometimes we might have the truth wrapped up in our hands, but if we do it not in the appropriate time, not in the right time, then we lose the opportunity to proclaim the gospel. You know, that's prudence. Prudence is the ability. Where can I get the biggest bang for my buck? That's the thing. That's what prudence is. You know, sometimes we can be caught up with so many things. It's like, oh, I am right. Well, of course you're right. But is it the right opportunity? Is it the right time to hammer on what is right? Well, it depends on the situation. You know, there are opportunities where the message is received more powerfully if we pursue it in another time or in another direction. It doesn't mean, though, that we just stand back and not be agents of evangelization and not be agents of the truth. Even Jesus said, in the Gospels, you know, when he revealed himself that he is the Messiah, he warned his disciples not to tell anyone first about it. It's like, why? You don't want people to know that you are the Messiah, that you are the Savior of the world? Of course he wants to know. Of course he wants to know everyone that he is the Messiah and the Savior, but he realized that there is the right time, the proper time to reveal it, so that all the things that he is about to do would lead to a greater revelation of who he is. That's what prudence is, the ability to wait and to discern the proper time in the proclamation of what has been handed and given to us. Jesus really is the example par excellence of the very virtues that the gospel today is trying to tell us, that is the virtues of wisdom and the virtue of prudence. There is no doubt, there is no question that God, our faith, is the greatest good that we need to pursue, and that's wisdom. But after realizing that, we have to be discernful. How can I be able to share this in the most efficient, effective, but most importantly, loving and compassionate way? That's the way of the gospel. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to grant us to continue to give us these virtues of wisdom and prudence. And in that way, we truly participate in the building up of the kingdom of God.